Right, so, are you ready to play the new game?
What new game? Oh, the new game!
The new game!
We have a new game!
For you, listeners.
It's not a very good... It's not really a game as such.
No, we have some bits of paper that I've folded into quarters. And on each piece of paper, there is a topic. And we're going to pick one at random, and hopefully we'll have something to say about it. Fingers crossed, at least.
Right.
Right, pick one.
Do you want me to pick one? Right, yeah. Okay. I've got to move the microphone out of the way.
That one? Okay.
The big one.
Right.
Right, okay, what we got here?
Let's see what it is.
Privacy.
Privacy. Okay, so my thoughts behind this were, because I saw something about security cameras and how there's loads of security cameras and you're being captured every second of your life.
Yeah,
and
I mean, people could be listening to what we're saying right now.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's scary stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Don't frighten me like that. And people, the government wants more and more stuff from you about your life and the census and stuff like that. What do you think, Ben? What do you think?
I've got nothing to hide.
You have nothing to hide, right?
But, I mean, yeah, no, it's a bit, well, yeah. I think, well,
yeah. I think this whole boo should just be us. Well,
we call it thinking.
You know, and you can think along with us.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a creative exercise. It can go either way, can't it?
Yeah, that's the problem, because sort of I know a little bit about each side, because there's obviously the reason for having all the cameras. Everything is the whole security thing. Yeah, I don't want to walk down a street and get mugged and for the mugger to not be caught on a camera.
Yeah.
But then criminals had the genius idea of wearing hoodies and masks and things, so that cameras are useless, really.
In some cases, yeah.
Basically, people in masks should be arrested, I think.
Yeah, well, that's true, actually. All intelligent criminals are going to wear a mask, aren't they? Or something, or disguise their face at least. Yeah. So it's only the thick criminals that get caught, which I suppose is a good thing, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
The intelligent criminals deserve to go more
than... They've put some thought into it, unlike me and my sentences.
It's all right. It's fine, we forgive you. But yes, on the other side, then, do you want people knowing everything about...
I really want some guy watching me... as I'm wandering around doing whatever it is I'm doing.
Yeah, although I suppose I don't really mind. I don't know. I mean, I'm not really big on sort of catching people when they've done something wrong and, oh, people are watching you all the time. But at the same time, I sort of think, well, there's not really anything in my life that I'd be ashamed of, particularly. Probably wouldn't want them in my own house.
Yeah, that's a bit... rude.
Mm. There was a comedian called Mark Thomas, and he said that anyone who in a approval of ID cards shouldn't be allowed curtains, which I thought was funny. But I don't know.
Right.
ID cards aren't that threatening to... But all the political parties have got rid of them, because they were going to come into... But the Conservatives got rid of them, Liberal Democrats got rid of them. I don't see a big problem with them. But maybe...
Well, what information's on them? I can't even remember.
I think just basic information.
What?
About you.
Name, date of birth.
Yeah. It's quite a good... But I suppose if you lost it, then maybe people could... People could imitate you.
We're doing well tonight. We're doing well.
Stay tuned, guys, for more...
Is that the end, is it?
For more screwed up sentences. It may as well be.
We can't go on.
See you tomorrow, everybody.
See you.